Hello and welcome to the Daily Reprieve, where we provide essay speaker meetings, workshops, and conferences in podcast format. We are an ad-free podcast. If you enjoy listening, please help us be self-supporting by going to donate.thedailyreprieve.com and drop a dollar or two into the virtual basket. Please consider donating monthly by clicking the Donate Monthly button. However, one-time donations are always welcome. Just click the Donate Now button. Now, without further ado, this episode of The Daily Reprieve.
Thank you for inviting me here. I really appreciate getting to share my ESH. I usually start with a set-aside prayer, so I'm going to start that just to put me in the frame of mind and help my higher power come into me and have the words that my higher power would have me share today. So God, please help me set aside everything I think I know about you, everything I think I know about myself, everything I think I know about others, and everything I think I know about my recovery, so I may have an open mind and a new experience with these things and come to know you better. Please help me see the truth. So I chose the topic of progressive victory. I found my way into SA, not as a choice per se. I'm a married woman and my husband caught me not once, but twice. And he said there would not be a third time. So in desperation, and I contacted an addictions counselor, and I found out about SA. And I attended my first meeting on January 14th, 2016, and that is my sobriety date. I tried on my own countless times, but I was not able to do it on my own. And until I could surrender, and until I could give myself to this program, I could not have sobriety. So physical sobriety is one thing, but as I progressed in this program, my emotional sobriety is something that I gauge how I'm doing in the world. And so there are a few things in our literature. First one is from the reading, What is a Sexaholic and What is Sexual Sobriety? That is read a lot at meetings. And it's in the middle paragraph. And it said, we also see that lust is the driving force behind our sexual acting out. And true sobriety includes progressive victory over lust. I've heard of lust before, but I had never, when I came into the meetings or into the rooms at SA, had I heard that was the problem, was the lust problem. I thought I had a sex problem. So progressive victory over lust, what does that mean for me? Well, I can lust over anything and everything. And for me, lust is wanting more than I have. And it's never enough. I always want more, whether it's food, whether it was sex, whether it was anything, shopping. My lust can go and transfer to other areas of my life. So sobriety, I wouldn't say it was easy, but I had an ultimatum that this would not be an option if I wanted to continue on being married. And I am still married. Last week, we celebrated 37 years of marriage. Now, I went outside my marriage for three of those years. And I can say that something called the lust monster took over me, and I just started having crazy thoughts. Now, you as sexaholics might relate to the crazy thinking that goes on, and it wasn't something that I checked in with anybody and shared my thoughts. I kept it all to myself, and I thought these ideas were brilliant. And the few friends that I did share with were like appalled. So I said, well, they're obviously, I can't share with them. So for me, progressive victory over lust is recognizing when lust comes into my life right away and then doing something about it. Now, it can be just a simple, God, take it away. It can be making a phone call. It can be journaling. It can be changing my location or what I'm doing. If I'm watching something and if it's triggering for me, then I have to stop watching it. If I'm reading something and it's not appropriate, if I'm out in public and I see people dressed in you know, ways that are provocative for me. Now, I live in Singapore at the moment, and it's a very hot climate. So you can have people very scantily dressed here. So my eyes have to look down a lot. And that's what I do. I've gotten used to it. I really know my feet well. And I know when I used to attend face-to-face meetings at my home group in Canada, I looked at the floor a lot of times. I was the only woman in my meeting. And I would come in just before the meeting started, and I would leave as soon as the meeting was over. So for me, progressive victory over lust is identifying what it is that's going on and doing something about it in that moment so it doesn't fester inside of me. And we have a beautiful prayer that's in the 18-wheeler section. And this prayer is something I say before sleep every night. And for those familiar with the 18-wheeler, I think it's on page 167, but don't quote me on that. So I'll just quickly get it. And this is something I say every night before bed, and it has stopped my acting out dreams. So you know my heart, how I really want to lust. I send it away to you. Come be victorious over my lust. I don't want any of it. Conscious or subconscious, I want you to bear it for me. Please keep me sober from all my lust tonight. Now, I'm not acting out in my day life, so lust wants to get in, and it will get in any which way. And I know I would get really upset by these dreams, and I would have really vivid dreams. And at the time, I was sponsoring women, and I said, in my dream, I knew I was a sponsor. I said, I'm going to have to tell my sponsees that I lost my sobriety. And it just had no impact on me. So then I started saying this prayer, and I don't have those kinds of dreams. And I also suggest that to my sponsees, to say that before bed. Lust will get in any way it can. And if I open a little door or a little window, it's going to come in. Also, in our sobriety definition, there is a line about progressive victory over lust. So again, I'm just going to quickly find it in my book, which is falling apart. It's been well weathered. And for all of us, single and married alike, sexual sobriety also includes progressive victory over lust. So we live in a modern world where we are inundated with images everywhere we go. You go into a shopping mall and there's bright lights and you know, buy this perfume, you know, buy these clothes. You're just inundated with this. Public transit will have advertising. I don't have commercial television anymore, but you find ads on little games or little things that you play and, you know, buy more, buy more, buy more. So it's being aware of that. And one of the jobs I did early on in my career, I was in marketing. And so I knew the power of advertising and I knew the suggestions, but here I am, a sexaholic, and the effect that it would have on me. It could be as simple as, you know, I'd be watching commercial television and food would come on and all of a sudden I'd want to eat and I'd go get my snacks and I'd be eating mindlessly watching TV. That is a simplified version of lust. I'm not hungry. I've had my meal. I have no need for this, but that hour of being, you know, bombarded with food and images, and isn't it wonderful? So progressive victory over lust includes for me food. So now I do not eat with distraction. I eat at the table, put my phone down. I might have conversation with people, but I concentrate on what I'm doing. So knowing what my triggers are, knowing what things will create this lust, and I call it the lust monster. my monster, my lust monster. And I can make it as gross or as sexy or as wonderful as it can be, but it wants in all the time. And I recently had COVID back in April, and I could not do much of anything. So I was kind of bed rest for the first few days. I started watching videos from YouTube, from things on Facebook Messenger, nothing inappropriate, but I just got caught up in that addictive process of watching this. And it was full of negativity, like just keep you wrapped into this, keep on the internet, keep clicking, keep clicking. And it was a challenge for me to get out of that rut or habit that I had gotten myself back into. And that was something that I did when I was in active addiction. I was always on my devices. I was on my phone. I have an iPad and I have a laptop, always online. So now I set a timer for myself. You can be on for this amount of time, and I'll do, you know, some emails, or I'll do something like that. All right, right now I'm on my laptop for the meeting. But setting a timer really helps me. Maybe watch one program, you know, every few days. I don't do a lot of reading these days other than program material. And it helps me to get to know the material better. My white book is well-weathered. It's falling apart. I think it's held together by tape. But I have so many notes in it and so many underlying things because I refer to it constantly. Progressive victory over lust means complete honesty about everything, everything. I cannot tell a lie. I cannot be deceptive because that's where the darkness starts. If I'm not sober, you know, this is what I share with my sponsees. I need to know if you've lost your sobriety. It's not a secret. You need to tell me. It's not something that you should hide. Because if I don't know, I can't do anything to help you or make suggestions. And preferably, you don't lose your sobriety. You know, you contact other people before that comes down to it. I've heard that losing sobriety is a big slip, like sobriety loses its priority. I need to be sober because without sobriety, my head is in that fog. You know, I've heard many drug addicts talk about, you know, getting off substances was easier than getting off the high from sex addiction. I don't know. I was never addicted to other substances other than cigarettes. I did. I used to smoke and I quit. And that was something that was a challenge too, because even 10 years after I had quit, I remember rummaging through my purse looking for my cigarettes. I guess I was having a stressful moment, and that was my go-to. So addiction wants in. So I have to be ever vigilant about it. If I'm hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, I have to look at those things. I need to eat regularly. I need to get my sleep. And this morning, I did not have a great sleep last night, so I knew I needed to take some sleep time this morning, and I rested a bit this afternoon so that I could be here, you know, vim and vigor and all that stuff. Plus, I have a caffeine drink. So what can I say? Progressive victory over lust. I don't think I'll ever be totally lust-free, but I know I have ways of dealing with lust that I didn't know I had before. And I didn't realize how it was affecting me until I was out of it. And I know it's a challenge sometimes to get to 30 days of sobriety, but it is a really good challenge to meet that, because the fog lifts. You get to have a clearer mind. Your decision, your choices are a lot better. And now I don't depend on Alona. I reach out to my higher power. I reach out to other sisters in the program. I have two sponsors. I have one who helps me through the steps and one who helps me with service work. So I reach out to these people and I get a variety of ESH. And if someone can't help me with that particular issue, or, you know, they don't have any ESH, at least I can check in with them. That was not something I did when I was in active addiction.
Five minutes left.
Thank you. So I really, really encourage you to shoot for sobriety, shoot for recovery. It's mental, it's physical, and it's spiritual. And my disconnection with my higher power. Oh, I know my higher power was with me all through that behavior. And I'm alive today. There's still purpose in my life. And I honestly don't know if I would be alive if I didn't get into SA. The second time after I had made promises to my husband and I was never going to go outside our marriage and yada, 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 they were heartfelt. But 10 months in, I was back acting out riskier behavior. People didn't know where I was. I was in Canada then, and I would leave the province to act out. So nobody knew where I was, who I was with. And I didn't like who I was and who I was becoming. And now the freedom. I mean, the first 3 years in recovery, I said to my husband, you can check all my devices. I never had any blockers or anything of that nature. You know, I have nothing to hide. I have no photos. I have no communication that is inappropriate. And I would let him know where I was going, how long I'd be, and if I was going to be late. I don't have to do that anymore. The trust that he has in me is much improved. I could say it's never going to be back to where it was before, but we're still together. We have three adult sons. They're not aware of the 12-step recovery program I'm in. They know I'm in a program, but if they did want to have a conversation, I wouldn't have an issue with having a conversation. So progressive victory over lust also means laughing at myself. I used to be so mortified and so serious, and I took myself so seriously. If recovery can't be fun, why the heck should I be in recovery? Recovery needs to be fun for me. And there is seldom I go to a meeting where I don't laugh. And one of the things I love about this program, how many times do we have the word anonymity in our literature? And how many times does somebody trip over the word anonymity? I have heard so many different pronunciations, and I lose it. I just lose it. And you know what? I didn't laugh a heck of a lot when I was in active addiction. So one of the gifts of this program and my progressive victory over lust is I have my sense of humor back. And maybe not everybody appreciates it, but I do. I do. And I think that's really pretty much all I wanted to share with you today. So I thank you very much for listening. And progressive victory over lust. Sobriety is one thing. Progressive victory is a totally different ball game. And I'm going to be in this program till I am no longer alive, because I need this program to stay sober and to be in recovery. And it's kind of an agreement I made. Both my parents are deceased. And I was acting out when my father was in the process of dying. So my living amends to my parents is that I will stay in recovery. So for that, thanks for listening. And I will pass.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Ilona. Thank you.
Thanks, Ilona.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Powerful share. Thank you.
I would like to thank you for listening to this episode of The Daily Reprieve, the best source for experience, strength, and hope for SA members. Please subscribe to this podcast to be alerted of new episodes. Please show your support by donating to The Daily Reprieve by going to donate.thedailyreprieve.com and choosing either monthly donations or a one-time donation by clicking Donate Now. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for the next episode of The Daily Reprieve.